702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report. Thank you so much for joining us today. Lots to talk about. You can tweet me at Mandy Wiener, or you can send us an SMS, or you can WhatsApp us on 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567. Let's start in the Eastern Cape, where the former Eastern Cape Health MEC, Sindiswa Gomba, is amongst those suspects facing fraud, corruption, racketeering charges, all of that relating to the former president, Nelson Mandela's memorial and funeral services in 2013. The case against Gomba, as well as the NCOP member, Zukiswa Nkita, regional chairperson, Pumlani Mkolo, the former Buffalo City Speaker, Luleka Nzele, 11 others resuming in the East London Magistrates Court today. They're facing charges relating to suspected fraud involving 10 million rand linked to Madiba's funeral. And days after their last court appearance, the Eastern Cape Premier relieved Gomba of her duties as the Health MEC. The ANC in the province since implemented its step-aside resolution against all of those accused. So today, outside court, Sindiswa Gomba, she's been speaking. Have a listen to what she's had to say about the fact that remember this, she was arrested in 2014 for this. Charges were then dropped in 2019. She was then rearrested in 2021. So have a listen to what she's been saying outside court today.
It can only be an irresponsible person who's not worried about one's name. That's the first point that you must know. If there's any accusation of corruption, that's a worrisome fact. So obviously, it does warrant a statement. And the statement he shared in court is quite true. And for anybody who understands the impact of us sitting in this court, it could be personal, it could also be financial. We don't have this kind of money for 7 years to be in a court of law paying. That's money. Secondly, out of that, you get to lose your own income. So where are you going to get this money? So obviously, the court that is not dealing with the case expediently is actually a challenge. There is no court of law, unless South Africa doesn't have a constitution, where the rights of a person are not respected. You can't get to a court for 7 years where you have never taken a stand to argue the case and you still want to believe that's not frustrating. It is. Secondly, that case, at a point when we thought now we're able to actually separate the charges, they didn't come up with charges because they don't have them.
Sindiswa Gomba there speaking outside court today, frustrated. The NPA says it's ready to take the matter to trial. She says clearly it's not.
Myself and others, we thought immediately we're going to get on a stand and argue the case because everybody said we are ready. Now that they said they are ready, you can see, as you have been here, they are not. There's nothing wrong in making representation on the basis of the charge you see and on the basis of exactly the affidavits that are provided by their own witnesses, that you don't see yourself in this space. So quite correctly, there's nothing, and you don't have to wait for an indictment if they've got that, because easily they could quash the charges and apologize for that fact, that they put you on a stand for nothing. So that today you saw that it's not coming. You may actually summarize it as delaying tactics, because for some people it could be nice for us that we are in court and our lives are on stand still. There is a lot that's being discussed as a country where you find it very difficult to even respond to because you don't even know why you are in court.
That sound courtesy of Newsroom Africa. Does she have a point? She was arrested in 2014, charges dropped in 2019, rearrested in 2021. She says she's ready to go to court. Is she a victim of the capture of the NPA? Malungelo Boy, Newsroom Africa reporter in the Eastern Cape. Malo, thank you so much for making time to chat to us today. Take us briefly through what actually happened in court today.
Well, Mandy, it was quite a brief court appearance, even though the appearance was quick by these suspects. At least 11 of them appeared before the magistrate, but was heard from their lawyers also raising their frustration about the delays in this particular matter. They were saying that the fact that the NPA or the state in this matter has actually not given them an indictment is worrisome, because they are unable in a way to prepare for this case, and also saying that this actual case has got financial and political implications for some of the people that are accused in this particular matter. Remember, Mindy, some of the people that are accused in this case are people that are in ANC structures in this particular province. As you've heard from Cindy Swakomba, she was fired as the health MEC because of this particular case, because Oscar Mabuyane in February telling me that he was relieving Ukomba of her duties as the health MEC in this particular province so that she can be able to focus on this matter. It was not only Gomba who has raised frustrations with us outside quarters journalists. Also, Zukiswa Mita, she's an ANC MP, and she's also a former mayor of the Buffalo City municipality. She too was as equally frustrated and equally vocal about the delays in this particular matter. In fact, she went as far as to tell me, Mandy, that she did not steal a cent from the Nelson Mandela Memorial Fund, and saying that she, in fact, was the one who reported the alleged corruption to their authorities.
So, Malu, has it been postponed now, and does it go to the High Court? What happens next?
Well, it's been postponed, Mandy, to the 28th of July. This is to allow the NPA to finish up that indictment. The NPA had indicated to the court that there have been two new representations that have been made to them, and they believe that those representations need then to be added into this indictment. One of the representations came from Cindy Swakomba, who is accused number 5, and the other representation came from accused number 12, and the NPA saying that the representation that came from accused number 12 is actually quite detailed, and they still need to go through it.
Malungelo, thank you so much for your time. Malungelo Boy, Newsroom Africa reporter, and for that audio as well of Cindy Swakomba outside court. Well, let's speak to Sipho Ngwema, who's the NPA spokesperson now. Sipho, thank you for your time today. We have played some audio there of Cindy Swakomba speaking outside court today. She's frustrated, saying that this has gone on for longer than 7 years now. She's ready to go to trial. Is the NPA ready to go to trial?
Good day, Mindy, and thanks for the opportunity once again. We are ready to go to trial. Mindy, you will remember, firstly, when the matter was postponed to today, it was not postponed for trial. So I don't know where the frustration is coming from the people who claim that they came to court today for a trial. Number two, it is the accused who have made representations. So we have to apply our minds to the representations. And therefore, thirdly, we did not know that one of the accused was going to kick out their lawyer, and then they were going to need time to give instructions on the merits to the new lawyer. We only knew about that today. So you cannot go on trial, one, when you have not set out the date for trial. Two, you have to deal with pre-trial issues. I'm not sure whether there's a communication gap between the accused and their legal representatives, or typical of politicians, they're just kicking dust because the matter is not being heard now. But there is a process, and these are part of the processes, and the matter will sit for trial at the time that it has to. But there are issues that have to be dealt with between now and then.
So, Sipho, I imagine the frustration that they are pointing to comes from the fact that there is a history to this case. So these accused were arrested in 2014. That matter dragged on. In 2019, the charges were withdrawn. I remember Shamila Batoy, the NDPP, saying that she was extremely concerned that the charges were withdrawn, then reinstated in 2021. So is there a worry that this history could be used by the accused in the court?
There's no worry. You must remember, Mandy, this matter was brought back to court in February 2021. I don't know where 7 years come from between February and May 2021. This is a new matter. Of course, the national director raised issues, and therefore they had to look into the matter again. And this is why we are where we're at now. It's between February and now, Mandy.
Okay, Sipho Ngwema, NPA spokesperson. Your views on that one, Sipho, thank you for your time. Do you think that Sindiswa Gomba has got a point here, that she's saying 7 years because this case has got a history? Or do you think that Sipho Ngwema and the NPA is right here? This is a fresh matter. It was brought in February of this year, and it needs to be viewed in that light. Or do we need to look at it in the context of what happened at the NPA during those state capture years and the evisceration, the hollowing out of the NPA? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 072-567-1567 or 072-702-1702. Send me a WhatsApp voice note.